From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting the U.S. Defense Chief makes an unannounced trip to Iraq. The U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is in Iraq, which is fighting Islamic State militants with the help of U.S.-led airstrikes and training. Carter made the unannounced visit, landing early Thursday in Baghdad, where he'll meet with top Iraqi officials. The Pentagon chief will also meet with Sunni leaders that the U.S. is trying to recruit in the battle against the Islamic State, which controls parts of northern and western Iraq. Iraq is expected to soon begin a major counteroffensive to take back the city of Ramadi in Anbar province, in what is seen as a key test for the country's military. President Obama has been under domestic pressure to step up the fight against the Islamic State, though he has resisted calls to deploy U.S. ground troops. The FBI director, James Comey, says the Islamic State group's online attempts to recruit Americans pose a bigger terror threat to the U.S. than al-Qaeda. Speaking late Wednesday at the annual Aspen Security Forum in Colorado, Comey warned of the extremist group's intensifying social media campaign. Comey said, "ISIL is not your parents' al-Qaeda," using an alternative name for the Islamic State. "ISIL is buzzing on your hip. They're right there on Twitter," he said. While al-Qaeda is careful in how it chooses operatives, he said the Islamic State has cast a wider net that is willing to recruit unstable, troubled drug users. Comey said Islamic State-linked Twitter accounts have about 21,000 English-language followers, hundreds of thousands of whom are in the United States. The FBI has hundreds of open investigations involving Americans who may have been radicalized.